Has the state legislature of Colorado gone crazy? The Democrats out there seem to. They can't get enough of gun control. Ever since Newtown, they've been busting their you-know-whats, trying to get as many stupid gun control laws passed. And we've got some words from one of those Democrats that basically just slap you as a gun owner, anyone who believes in self-defense, in the face. Stick with me. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan. I wake up every day and I'm myself. I look in the mirror and there I am every day. Thank you for another one, Lord. The state of Colorado is a beautiful state. I love Colorado. Love the Rocky Mountains. I've been going there pretty much every year since 2001. Love Estes Park. Love Rocky Mountain National Park. Most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. And it breaks my heart to have to leave every year if I go there on vacation. I'm not going this year. Thanks for that economy, Obama. Jackass. But I may never go to Colorado again because of some of the gun laws they have passed. I take it to the Washington Times. There, Colorado House Majority Leader, and by the way, I'm not making her name up just to make fun of her. Apparently, her mother and father named her this so people could make fun of her. So thanks, Mom and Dad. I appreciate that. You make it easy for me. Colorado House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst. Dickie Lee Hollinghorst. Sounds like you took a country western singer, bad cheesy country western singer, and married him with a piece of Dutch cheese. And you get Dickie Lee Hollinghorst. Be a real pungent cheese, probably. She said in an interview on YouTube last week that firearms ownership is redundant because, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to roll on the floor and laugh after you hear this line, one of the stupidest things you will ever hear in your life. So here we go. Hold on. Get ready to roll on the floor and laugh. Trust me. She said firearms ownership is redundant because the state legislature keeps citizens safe from harm. Go ahead, laugh. It's funny because of the stupidity. It is amazing that this person manages to function. Somebody so stupid, it amazes me they can walk across the street without getting hit by a bus. She says in this interview, "As a woman, I have the right not to carry a gun and to feel safe on the streets. And that's what we provide for in the state legislature, is for all of us in the state of Colorado to feel safe on the streets without having to carry a gun," said Miss Hollinghorst on the Tim Caffrey Show. By the way, that's me imitating her if you couldn't figure it out. I don't know what she actually sounds like. I didn't watch the video yet on YouTube. Just went through the transcript. But I'll probably post a video along with this on my blog, The Daily Gator, so you can actually hear her voice. I bet she sounds a lot like that, though. So here she seems to be a moron. She thinks that because the state legislature said you should feel safe on the streets if you don't want to carry a gun, then by God, there's no crime anymore. It's over. It's done. It's erased. Doesn't happen. If somebody were to accost you, say, "Hey, I'm supposed to be able to feel safe here. I'm not carrying a gun. And by the way, the state legislature of Colorado says you can't make me feel not safe, bad guy, go away. And he'll just go away and everything will be fine. Maybe you could even throw in Dickie Lee Hollinghorst's name. Maybe that would scare the bad guy away. She also took a swipe at gun owners.
They thought that the only way we can protect ourselves is to wield our own weapon is completely absurd and an argument that I absolutely discount as frivolous.
Really? Well, hundreds of thousands of Americans every year use guns to defend themselves, Miss Hollinghorst. Hundreds of thousands. I bet a lot even in Colorado. Because, you see, you can say the state legislature will protect you. The state legislature isn't going to protect you. Anyone willing to break a law, well, they're going to find a gun. We hear a lot about background checks. One of the new pieces of legislation in Colorado makes it mandatory to get background checks. It's already federal law that anyone buying a gun has to undergo a background check. I know I bought several guns since that law passed in 94. Every time, guess what? I've gone through a background check. Of course, two problems with these. Anyone who gets turned away, the authorities are supposed to come investigate. They never do. And criminals, I'm going to break the news to you, Ms. Hollinghorst. Criminals break laws. If you own a dictionary, have someone read the definition of criminal to you. Okay? You might learn something. Of course, Ms. Hollinghorst just is offended that anyone would own a gun. She's an elitist, she's a statist, leftist, Democrat, pretty much all the same thing anymore. She hates individuals, individual liberties. She hates individualism. And owning a gun is the most essential human right, most essential individual liberty in the world, or in this country, in the state of Colorado. And leftists like Hollinghorst loathe people who exercise that right and loathe the very fact they have that right. That's what this is about, disarming you. If you don't think so, you're crazy. And there's been a recent history since, it was in March that some of these bills passed by a Democratic-controlled legislature in Colorado. No Republicans voted for him. The Colorado's Democratic governor, John Hickenlooper. What is it with the odd names in Colorado politicians? Democrats all, of course. Did their parents hate them? And we're going to just name you weird names. Hickenlooper, Hollinghorst. What's next? Who knows? The fact is, Democrats went against the will of the people. I believe it's 56 out of 62 county sheriffs. I may be wrong on the number, second number. Have said they're not going to enforce these laws. Because they don't help anybody. They take away people's individual rights to defend themselves. They're not going to. Basically, they told the legislature, you go screw yourself. Good for those sheriffs, by the way. And I think they know more, certainly more than these police chiefs who are political appointees and not real cops that you see on TV supporting gun control. If you remember back in March when this was going on, I blogged about it. Many others did. Democratic State Senator Evie Hudak, she touched off an outcry when she told a rape victim, by the way, this girl was raped on a college campus where she was not allowed to carry her gun. She was raped, and she was making the argument that if I had been able to exercise her God-given rights, basically, of self-defense, and carry her gun, she would have had a much better fighting chance against this rapist. And this Ms. Hudak told her that stats were not on her side. They are actually on her side. Again, hundreds of thousands of crimes are stopped by law-abiding citizens who are armed every year in this country. Chances are that if you had had a gun, she told the rape victim, then he would have been able to get that from you and possibly use it against you. This is the argument the leftists always use. They make up numbers like you're 43 times more likely to have a gun you own used against you by somebody you love, whatever crap they make up. They pull it out of thin air, I'll be nice, and they throw it out there and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. A lot of times the media enables them by repeating it. And they're made up stats. If you look at the real stats, and by the way, one of Obama's executive orders on gun control was to have the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, look into firearm ownership. And I'm sure he thought they'll come back with a scathing report. Turns out the CDC found that guns are used far more often by people for good purposes, for defending themselves, than anyone's ever admitted. Many times, they didn't give a number, but it was more likely that you would defend yourself successfully if you were armed with a gun. Obama didn't see that one coming, did he? But the left doesn't want you to know these things because they want you to be a servant, a subject of the state. They want statism, not individualism. They want collectivism, Marxism, not individualism. And you exercising your right to self-defense, that's an individual act of individual liberty, and the left cannot stand that. They cannot stand it. And one more thing, the Colorado legislature passed. They did pass the limit to magazine capacity to 15 rounds or less, again, because no one can buy two magazines. In fact, I think when you buy a handgun, you get two. Most give you two magazines. So you can have two 15 rounds or two 10 rounds, depending on the size of your gun and the caliber, et cetera, et cetera. And you can buy extra ones. I know I have several for my guns I take to the range because it's a lot easier to load up several magazines than have to shoot 10 rounds and then reload 10 bullets and shoot 10 rounds. A lot easier to load them all up and shoot them than, you know, load them again and go, and generally that's all I do is about 100 rounds when I go. But the point is, these laws don't do any good. In fact, there was a sheriff in Tennessee who took a person very proficient with firearms, with pistols, and a woman who wasn't very proficient, and he gave them two 15-round magazines, three 10-round magazines, and it turns out the smaller magazines, loading, shooting, reloading, you can shoot almost as fast as many bullets as quickly as if you have the larger magazines. Even the person who wasn't very proficient with the pistol. So clearly, these bans on magazine size, they're just a nose of the camel under the tent to get more and more restrictions. That's all they're about. But another thing they passed was they're always talking about chirping about background checks. The left, there are no background checks. You gotta have background checks. Well, we have background checks, as I mentioned earlier. It's federal law. But they want background checks, including for every gun sale. So if you were to sell a gun to, say, your father, you want to give a gun to your son, he would have to undergo a background check. If I were to go out of town and want to leave my guns, have a lot of older guns, some antiques, if I want to not leave him in my home, leave him with a good friend, lock him up at his gun safe, whatever, he would have to undergo background checks. And by the way, the state of Colorado passed the law that says not only that, but says that the people have to pay for those background checks. Just more restrictions, won't stop crime, won't benefit anybody, but the hearts of the statists. Because they'll have more control and they'll be closer to their ultimate goal of disarming you. If you don't think that's true, consider this woman and her mocking a rape victim. Consider the woman, this Democratic legislator, who laughs and scoffs at the idea of carrying a gun or defending yourself with a gun. She thinks it's frivolous. Sorry, saving your life for defending your family is not frivolous. It's a right. And leftists like you, Miss Hollinghorst, have no clue about that. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Thanks for listening. Good night. God bless. There'll be more of these coming soon. And, oh yeah, go Gators. Beat the Hurricanes. We'll talk to you later.